May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 744. No awful sense we find of sin, the sinful life and sinful heart, no loathing of the plague within, until the Lord that feel impart. But when the Spirit of truth is come, a sinner trembles at his doom. Hymn 744.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God and the prophecy of Zephaniah. The prophecy of Zephaniah, I wish to read from all three chapters. First of all, Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. The word of the Lord which came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushiah, the son of Ged, Eliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord. I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of the Chemarims with the priests, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord, and that swear by Malcham, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired for him. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath bid his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. In the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's house with violence and deceit. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that there shall be the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. Howl, ye inhabitants of Maktish, for all the merchant people are cut down, all they that bear silver are cut off. It shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their leaves, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Now chapter 2, the first three verses. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. And now chapter 3. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice, she received not correction, she trusted not in the Lord, she drew not near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves, They know not the bounds till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, but the unjust knoweth no shame. I have cut off the nations, their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed of all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments, he hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help and teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious Lord God, once again through thy kindness and thy goodness, our lives are spared, and a little company of poor sinners now gather in thy house this Lord's Day morning. And we thank thee, dear Lord, for all thy kindness and goodness to us. Dear Lord, our sins are very great and many, but Lord, thy kindness is exceedingly great. Dear Lord, us, look upon us, have pity and compassion, supplies our every need. And we do humbly acknowledge, Lord, all the goodness to us, for the mercies and favours bestowed upon us. We ask and pray then that thou be with us now, and be gracious to us, O Lord. Dear Lord, we do thank thee then for our daily food and drink. We thank thee for health and strength, for greater or lesser degree as thou seest fit to bestow upon us. Thank the views of our natural faculties and the comforts, the beds we lie on, the roof over our heads, indeed the many, many mercies that we have and receive and enjoy. Lord, and all thy mercies are great to us then in providence. And dear Lord, we ask for great things also in grace. Lord, each and every one, Lord, ere any of us close our eyes in death, may indeed rejoice in thy salvation. There are those here, Lord, this morning that humbly, Lord, would acknowledge thy goodness and mercy to them, that thou hast died in their place, room and stead, has paid the ultimate price of the redemption of their souls, even thine own heart's blood. So, poor sinners, come, rendering praise unto him that loved us and gave himself for us. But then, dear Lord, there are those, Lord, that we hope are here. Lord, that say, well, we can't come in there. We can't praise and bless him. We don't feel that we've had that assurance. We ask and pray, dear Lord, thou art meet with such. But dear Lord, thou hast said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Then, dear Lord, do bless their souls, even this day, with some sweet token, some evidence, some humble hope that their name indeed is found and is recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Dear Lord, we ask that thou art be with them. Bless them seeking souls. Bless those, dear Lord, that are found waiting upon thee. We read of various ones that waited. We read of various ones that sought thee. And, dear Lord, and they didn't seek in vain. And we pray then that thou art be gracious to each and all this day, that there may be that praise, dear Lord, ascending to thee, even at the close of the day, that thou hast heard and answered prayer, that thou hast visited souls, hast given them hope in thy mercy. Then be gracious to each and all, we beseech thee. And dear Lord, and if it should be so, we hope it is not. But Lord, if it should be, Lord, that some have come because they're expected to, but their heart and their mind is not really here. Oh, we ask, dear Lord, that thou art in thy love and mercy, in thy pity, in thy compassion, visit them and show to them yon lovely loving man, he that died for sinners and made a way of escape for them. Lord, do graciously work. Oh, arrest by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Turn sinners' hearts and affections away from the things of this poor dying world. Turn them unto Jesus, so that they may be blessed with true and living faith in Christ Jesus the Lord, that they may be truly converted by the power of thy blessed Spirit, converted from sin and converted to God and godliness. Then hear our poor prayers, we ask. And Lord, dear Lord, then pluck out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation in our midst. Oh, that this may indeed be a day, Lord, to be remembered by one and another, if it could please thee. And knowest, Lord, those that come perhaps feeling to be so far off, those that feel to be at the very ends of the earth, but then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And may that be so here this day, Lord, in the hearts of any that feel distressed, any that feel perplexed and harassed and tormented, draw near to them and lift up the light of thy countenance and give them peace, the peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding, that they may know something a little of the precious, blessed love of the Lord Jesus Christ shed abroad in their hearts, that he indeed laid by his glory and came to this earth to suffer, bleed and die in sinners' place, room and stead, and that such souls may have that sweet hope that it is for them. Oh, why me, why me? Oh, blessed God, why so wretched I must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? Then hear prayer. Now, Lord, we ask that thou help us to bow our head before thee, indeed in confession of all our sin and our iniquities. Dear Lord, we were born into this world and we were sinners. Lord, sadly with those childhood sins, those sins of when we were boys and girls, and that, Lord, has been sins of unregeneracy. And sadly, Lord, there's with some of us, no doubt, there is with this poor man sins of profession too. Oh, we need all our sins. Whatever the sin, Lord, we need it all to be washed, all to be cleansed, all to be dealt with. Oh, dear Lord, we pray thou not leave us, Lord, to be undealt with. Oh, that we may indeed be dealt with it by thy love and thy mercy. Oh, the dear psalmist David, whilst he confessed his sin, but he humbly believed that there was and is forgiveness with thee. Oh, and how he pleaded with thee, because with the Lord, and he delighted in mercy. Hear then our prayer. Help us, we pray. Oh, we come, Lord, confessing all our sin and guilt. Hang our head in shame. But, dear Lord, we look up. We desire to look up. To look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help, to look unto Jesus, to look at Calvary's cross, there to see and behold all our sins are taken away, purged, cleansed by thine own precious blood, Lord Jesus, at Calvary's cross. Oh, and that cry, it is finished, and to know that all our sin dealt with and drowned in the oceans thy love and thy mercy. Oh, to be remembered no more forever. Lord, we ask for some great things, but we're not asking too much. We're not asking the impossibility. Impossible with us, yes, but not impossible with thee. Then be gracious, we ask. Now, Lord, remember once more this little church and congregation here. Do bless them together. And do bind them together, Lord, in love and unity in the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them, we pray. Bless each and every one present. Undertake for them in their varied pathways in life. Thou knowest all about them, Lord. Thou knowest those who have burdens and perplexities. Those, Lord, what perhaps wonder where the seam will end. Oh, that make the crooked thing straight for the rough place plain. And, dear Lord, do then bless each and all. And, dear Lord, there may be those that are away, perhaps away on holiday, seeking some rest and change. Be with them and bring them back again at the appointed time. Lord, as we think, dear Lord, of the younger generation, Lord, some of them at school and college and so on, we ask, Lord, that thou wilt remember them at this time, season of the year, when there are those examinations to take. Help them, Lord, to commit all into thy hand. Help them to pray the prayer of the dear woman, Lord, help me. And, Lord, and do bring them through. And then, Lord, there may be some prodigals, Lord, that are not here. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou wilt arrest them, Lord, and turn their hearts and their affections again, Lord, to the things of God. Oh, that they may have, dear Lord, like the prodigal son, a realization that the things of this world are all passing, and that they will perish, and that they will come to themselves, that in my Father's house there is food enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Lord, then, have mercy on them, we pray. Lord, Lord, we've got no stones to throw. Lord, we can only say then, there go I, but for the grace of God. Lord, we thank thee for thy love and mercy. We pray then that thou make that love and mercy known to others. Oh, snatch them, their Lord, as brands from the burning, and make them trophies of thy grace. And now I hear prayer for others in sickness, affliction's path. Put thy hand and heal, restore, raise up to health and strength, comfort the bereaved, be with the widows and the widowers, and those that have lost dear ones, those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, maybe a child. Have mercy on each and all. Some, dear Lord, walk and have no much disappointment. We pray that remember them, appear to them and for them. And, Lord, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Then hear our prayers. Help us, Lord, then, as we commit and commend one another to thee. And, dear Lord, to remember our nation also. Arise for our help. Govern those that govern us. Turn their hearts and affections to the things of God and godliness. Dear Lord, we fear they don't pray for themselves. Lord, we ask thee to hear the prayers of thy people on their behalf. Remember our Queen, the royal house. Lord, particularly the young couple, the Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge. Lord, remember them, we pray. Appear to them. Oh, Lord, oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Help us, Lord, to pray then for all in authority over us and appear for us. Now, Lord, do undertake for us. There's others in the world, Lord. They're in poverty and famine, death and disease. And others are persecuted. Bring peace in this troubled world. And, dear Lord, do remember us. For, Lord, each of us fast hasten on to eternity. We know not what a day or an hour may bring forth. Oh, how we need. Oh, the psalmist says, Lord, make me to know mine end. Then hear our prayer. One said, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work performed is all of grace. Christ's obedience clothed and washed me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Then be with us each, Lord, thou knowest the paths of each and every one. Go before each and every one, Lord, in every untrodden stamp. Oh, Lord, to see that sign, that direction, the Lord's way. Oh, and that we're given grace to walk therein. Then help us each, Lord, as we commit ourselves into thy hand with this service. We need thy help, the aid of thy Spirit. We pray for the fulfillment of thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth and to my lips that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We pray that the woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Part of hymn number 802, singing verses 15 and 16 and 20, 21 and 22. Sinners vile like me and lost, if there's one so vile as I, leave more righteous souls to boast, leave them and to refuge fly. We may well bless that decree which ordained Gethsemane. Hymn number 802, singing verses 15 and 16, 20, 21 and 22.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to the prophecy of Zephaniah, chapter 3 and verse 17. Zephaniah chapter 3 and the 17th verse. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3 verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. This very short prophecy, why indeed, is very solemn. There's a exceeding somber tone. There are some solemn threatenings and things denounced against the people. And because of their sin, and because of their transgressions, why, you read here, those solemn things we read here in the first chapter, in those first few verses, why, and there the Lord tells us that the wicked should be cut off, and backsliders, the prayerlessness and the punishment, the deceit. But then he goes on to tell us in that 12th verse, it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will He do evil. Oh, carnal self-security, total indifference to the word of God's grace. You think of the word in the prophecy of Isaiah, where it says, and they will not hear. But then the Lord says, but they shall hear. But they shall hear. But a solemn thought, isn't it, friends, that it shall come to pass that I will search. That I will search Jerusalem with candles. Then, friends, it appears that there were some dark corners. There were some dens and some caves. There were these secret hiding places, but not the Lord Jesus Christ as the hiding place, where men hid themselves. Full of self-conceit, thinking that they were all right, they would be secure. But the Lord says He will search Jerusalem with candles. I've worked in a few dark places in my time, and yes, even sometimes a little light in a dark place seems to show up so much. But friends, we're not talking of a little light. We're talking of the Lord God as the light, of He that will search Jerusalem with candles. Not one. are in every, you'll excuse this, every nook and cranny. Every nook and cranny is to be searched out. Why, you read some solemn things here in the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Why, here there is this, the vision here of those, my friends, yes, the Lord. He said, behold, six men came by the way of the high gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's ink on by his side, and they went in and stood beside the altar. And you say, and they went through. They went through the city, and yes, and those that worshipped idols and fallen in sin were destroyed. Oh, friends, how solemn these things are. These, my friends, are, shall we say, divine threatenings. Our friends, but they are not idle threats. Sometimes, my friends, men, poor fallen man, will threaten to do something to somebody or some, in some way, if such and such things are not done and carried out. But deep down, they have no intention of carrying out their threat. But friends, the Lord has every intention of carrying out his threats. The one condition, dear soul, that he will not carry them out. And that is found here in this second chapter. Yes. Gather yourselves together. Yes. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought this judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Again, Isaiah the prophet says this to us, does he not? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, blessed be his. Yes, the Lord abhors, detests, hates sin. But, dear soul, the Lord is ever, ever merciful. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, I don't know how you each might feel this morning. And you may feel that, yes, perhaps his own remarks to be somewhat solemn and sober. And so they are. But dear soul, the Lord is merciful. Yes, if we turn from our sin, if we, if you, if I, turn from our sin and plead with the Lord, yes, and show forth those fruits meet to repentance, dear soul, the Lord is merciful. He will forgive. This how he delights in mercy. Many are in this poor, dying world seem to think that the Lord God delights in sending sinners to hell. My dear friends, The Lord does not. The Lord does not. Capital letters, underlined, hyphenated. The Lord does not delight in sending sinners to hell. The Lord takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But dear soul, he does take pleasure in the death of them that fear him. Oh, yes. Say, but I'm a terrible sinner. Well, it may be so. Dear soul, but what about the dying thief on the cross at Calvary? Wasn't he a terrible sinner? And dear soul, and didn't he look unto Jesus? And didn't he cry unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom? You see, in his heart then, there was that true godly sorrow and repentance over his sin, over his past life. And what did the Lord? The Lord didn't say, thy sins are forgiven thee. But the Lord did assure him of this. You see, he was on the edge of eternity, was he not? Yes, within a few hours, he would be dead. He was there suffering as a malefactor, a crucifixion, or something that was sure to bring a death. But dear soul, he didn't and he doesn't endure eternal death. The Lord Jesus said to him, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. A sinner snatched from the burning, made a trophy of his grace. The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. The vilest, the very worst. Yes, dear soul, and that hymn you've been singing of Gethsemane. Ah, yes, dear soul, there, Gethsemane, dear soul, yes. Jesus, why, he went to Gethsemane's garden, didn't he? And there it is, all he cried. Ah, friends, yes. You know, there was a brook there, wasn't there? Called Kidron. And there's all, and much dirt and filth and rubbish over the years had been put in that brook. And there's all, there Jesus, sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall on the ground. Before, to make atonement, on his way, dear soul, to make atonement for your sin and mine. Now, well, these are opening thoughts, but then you come again into chapter 3, and again, why the princes of Jerusalem, say, the second part of chapter 2. Why, the Lord speaks of those that surrounding Jerusalem, surrounding Judah, and what he would do to them. But then, chapter 3. Oh, of these, she obeyed not my voice, she received not correction, she trusted not in the Lord, she drew not near to her God. Or in, you know, you stop to read that. We just read it sometimes. We read over it, read past it. Friends, but you look at it again a moment. Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Oh, the professing church. She obeyed not my voice. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Oh, I hope, I pray that there may be no such souls here this Lord's Day morning that obey not his voice. There are those that are, that do receive correction. Yes. Yes, the command of the chastening hand of God. No chasing for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous, no less afterward. It yieldeth the peaceful fruits of righteousness to them which are exercised thereby. It is, oh, there will be a blessed, gracious afterward. It's not pleasant at the moment. Ah, friends, yes. When I was at school, going back a few years, but punishment then could have been some strokes of the cane across the hand by the headmaster. And I had it more than once. It hurt. It was meant to hurt. What for? To prevent you doing it again. Friends, and the chastening hand of God is the same. It hurts. It's meant to hurt. It's meant to bring us down. It's meant to bring us to his feet. It's meant to cause us to plead for mercy. And is all, and he will accomplish his will. You see, but afterward, the peaceable fruits of righteousness. You realize, yes, that this path, yes, is a path of sin and iniquity. Saying, friend, sometimes, a boy at school, yeah, he would continually do wrong, and he would continually have a cane. But at last, my friends, it accomplishes. Perhaps first time it was one stroke of the cane. There could be a maximum of 6 strokes of the cane. That hurt. It was meant to. Alright, and that's when they stop. I know it's not done today. Sometimes I think it's a pity. But we won't go into that. Alright, but you say the Lord chastens whom he loves. He chastens whom he loves. But, the Lord then. These threatenings again against Jerusalem. But then we see, whilst the book, the prophecy is very solemn and sober, it is all the last part of this chapter, we see where the sunshine of righteousness shines through. And it begins here particularly, where it begins in verse 8, but more particularly verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. And they shall trust in the name of the Lord. In the midst of the church, in the midst of Jerusalem, there would be a people. This people have I formed myself, and they shall show forth my praise. A remnant. Well, as the dear hymn writer say to us about a remnant here in hymn 690, he asks this question, doesn't he not? One of this remnant I would be, a soul devoted unto thee, allured by thy voice. No more on gaudy idols gaze, no longer tinsel grandeur praise, but fix on thee my choice. Oh, friends, yes, desires to walk in the gospel way, would see Jesus every day, to see all his grace. See him, my prophet, priest, king. See him by faith and praises sing. And then see him face to face. I will leave in the midst, poor and afflicted Lord of thine, among the great unfit to shine. And although the world may think it strange, they would not with the world exchange. Is there some poor and afflicted ones here for this Lord's Day morning? Yes. Poor and afflicted. Oh, friends, yes, that long to hear the Lord's voice. Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. You see, what did Jesus say when he began his ministry? It was this, wasn't it? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. For the oppression of the poor, the sight of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord, and will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. Oh, he lay then in the midst of Zion, in the midst of the church, oh, the profession church, in the midst of the profession church of God, he will leave a poor and afflicted people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. But then we must try to come down to this text. I hear then that the Lord says this to us. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Say something else to his heart. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. In the midst of this little band of believers, the Lord is in the midst. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Amen. Yes. What did Jesus say to his dear disciples? Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Oh, and how the dear Lord Jesus spoke so sweetly, encouragingly to his dear people. Why, in John 10, he calls them his sheep. And he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And he says, and none of them should perish. All that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. O Lord, thy God, in the midst of thee. But our friends, hear. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Yes, is mighty. Friends. You know, and the Lord's people, from time to time, they need a mighty God. One that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we might think. Able to make a way. You go back to Genesis chapter 1. There we have the creation of the world. And how the Lord, spoke. As the psalmist says in Psalm 33, he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. And yes, and oh, friends, and how, yes, God's people sometimes, in their trials and difficulties, oh, they need this mighty God to do great things for them. Friends, and it's not just history. It's not just reading through the Bible. Oh, the Lord's people still want things done today. As you say, they're brought into dire extremities. You take Israel, they were coming out of Egypt. They come down to Baal Zephon. I know we've mentioned this before, but here they are. They're boxed in. They can't go forward. They can't go left. They can't go right. The enemy's coming behind. What are they to do? You and I need one that is mighty. See, you know, that short prayer of that dear woman comes in here, doesn't it? Lord, help me. Jehoshaphat, why, what did he say in his extremity? Oh, we know not what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. So he made a way for the children of Israel. He spoke to them, didn't he? Spoke to Moses, his servant, and he said to him, bid the children of Israel that they go forward. See, the Red Sea is still there, but you've got to go forward. The impossibility has not been removed, but you've got to go forward. At the Lord's bidding, trusting alone in Him that He's make a way where there's no way. You and I read the account in the Word of God. We see the beauty of it. But dear soul, the children of Israel had to literally walk this out. And that's what you and I got to do, poor soul. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. And he says to Moses, and thou, here was the command of the Lord God to Moses, bid the children of Israel they go, and that to go in front of them. And he was lift up his rod over the sea, and he would find the sea divided. Yes, our friends, you know, this God that is mighty, is all, I know whether you ever thought of this, but you read that as the children of Israel went through the Red Sea, the waters were on their right hand, on their left. Friends, this God is mighty. There is nothing too hard for Him. This God, this Lord God, is able to stack water. There was a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. It's are you? You're in something, dear soul, now, this Lord's Day, some secret exercise in your heart, some feeling total, utter impossibility. It's all, the Lord God said to Abraham, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, for that faith to believe and to humbly say, no. To believe that this God is able. God is able. that are able to make a way where there's no way. Speak to the children of Israel, they go forward. Thy whole dependence on me fits. Or entertain the thought, thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to have been aught. Ah, friends. One thing, my friends, to stand in a pulpit and say it. But, oh, friends, sometimes, you know, we have to walk these things out. Yes, yes, a walking by faith. This how, what did David the psalmist say? Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and he shall bring it to pass. Not he might, he may. Yes, dear soul. And dear soul, he regards the prayer of the destitute, and he doesn't despise them. Is the impossibility. But just another thought. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Well, we've looked then briefly at the divine possibility, my friends, that the Lord is able to make a way. But then again, by you read about Daniel, don't you? You read about Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in the book of Daniel. But Daniel, just for a moment. Why, the dear man. Say, he's been promoted, hasn't he? He's been promoted. He's, yes, the head of these presidents. Darius the king, made him head over the president. What happened? There's a spirit of jealousy. We don't like this man in this position. Come on, let's get together. Let's get it overthrown. Friends, What do you read, my friends, in the Word of God? And why? And what do they say? We shall not find anything against this man, except that we find it against his God. Dear soul, if that's the attitude, I don't know. Is there one in here walking something like this out? Of those that would take away your position, if they could. Dear soul, you keep worshipping the Lord thy God. Daniel continued to pray. The edict has gone out. Yeah. If anybody calls and any other thing else, when they hear the sound of the flute, the trumpet, and so on, they should be brought into the den of lions. Daniel chapter 6. They established this, didn't they? The presidents, kingdoms, the governors, princes, councillors, captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute, to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree, sign the writing, that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. And it all looked good to Darius the king. So he signed it. and wishes a thousand times he never had. They've now got Daniel. They've now got him. Ah, but the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. You know this, how you read this in Psalm 109, I believe it is. He stands by the right hand of the poor, and he stood by Daniel. And dear soul, he'll stand by you. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. The Lord he it is that doth go before thee, he'll be with thee, he'll not fail thee nor forsake thee. And so, my friends, poor Daniel, yes, they come to the king, they say, well, he's calling upon his God. He's still praying three times a day with his window toward Jerusalem. That's it, dear son. Continue to pray to the Lord thy God. Yes, dear son, and thy God which is in heaven will hear, will answer. Blessed be his glorious name. So, my friends, the stone, Daniel's cast into the den. The stone is brought, it's laid on the mouth of the den of lions. Totally, utterly impossible now for Daniel to come out. We've got rid of him at last. But, friends, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, is able to close the lion's mouth. And he did. Yes, and you know the outcome. But you know, what did Darius say? Let's make sure we read this correct. And the king said to Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Now, I am just drawing a bow at a venture. But is there someone in here in some deep trouble or trial of this Lord's day? The Lord thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And so he did. And so he did. O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the mouth of the lions? That was the next morning. Daniel's brought out. Daniel's brought out. Oh, and then these wicked counsellors were put in. And they were destroyed ere they came to the bottom of the den. The lions had the mastery over them. Oh, friends, yes. Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Yeah. He regards the prayer of the destitute. Oh, friends, yes. These are just some of the things. The Lord thy God is mighty. My friends, see this, how he's able to make a way. This, how he's able to bring down the great mountains of impossibility. This, how, and he has promised to hear and to answer. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. I will, that I might. I may, I will deliver thee. Ah, dear soul, blessed be his name. He does deliver. But then again, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. It just comes to mind. What we read here in the Gospel of Luke, Mark, why, here there was the disciples, wasn't there? They were in a boat. And where was Jesus? In the hinder part, asleep. And, you know, and they came. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They woke him up. Carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. What did he say? Peace be still. Peace be still. He said, yes, in the most violent storm. We're given to understand by an old minister that used to be in the Navy in the last war. These battleships were tossed in the sea like a cork. But he said there was this cyclonic storm. But in the centre of the storm, the bull's eyes, he called it, there was a great calm. The Lord is able to make this storm, poor soul, that you might be in, he's able to make it calm. He says, peace be still. And there was a great peace. Why, yes, dear soul, even the winds and the sea obey him. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, even they say, behold, it works of the Lord, says the psalmist here in Psalm 107. They do business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord, his wonders in the deep. He commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, they stagger like drunken men, they're at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the ways thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works unto the children of men. Yes, he can make a way through the storm. He can close the lion's mouth. Dear soul, and he can make a way of escape. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Well, we don't seem to have got very far, but we'll leave it there for this morning.
The collections last Lord's Day were £655, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon. Mr. Pont is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And next Lord's Day, there will be a reading service in the morning, and Mr. Wells is expected to preach in the evening. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Centre. Our friends at Oakington hope to hold their anniversary service on Wednesday. Let us close with hymn 742. He that trusts in his own heart acts a raw and foolish part. base it is and full of guile, brooding mischief in a smile. Hymn 742.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless thine own word and pardon all thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Meet with us this afternoon with the children and hear again tonight. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.